The popular American basso Giorgio Tozzi appears as guest soloist on the Telephone Hour tonight on most of these NBC stations.
It's only in new Purina Dog Chow, that new meaty, eager eater flavor.
Eager dogs of every breed are eating new Purina. The greatest name in animal feed. You can trust Purina.
Never before a dog food like new Purina Dog Chow. Every bite has that new, meaty, eager eater flavor. And boy, do dogs love it. Not just once, not just twice, but all the time. Made by an exclusive process. The one and only dog food with...
eager eater flavor. New Purina Dog Chow.
Here's everything dogs need for good condition. And there's no mess or fuss. Just add water or feed dry. No wonder the switch is to...
From Radio Central, news at 30. Detailed reaction still is awaited from those sections of the British public who do not favor the basing in Britain of American nuclear missiles. For some word about when it will come and in what form, we call in Joseph C. Harsh from London.
Washington gets high marks for the manner in which it has arranged to get its rocket missiles planted over here in Britain with minimum openings for criticism. On arrival, they will be placed in the hands of the Royal Air Force. They can be fired only with British permission and by British personnel. Announcement of the details came as something of an anti-climax. But critics are holding their fire for a defense debate opening in the House of Commons tomorrow. Political trouble will break out then, not over the specific rocket agreement, but over the whole question of whether Britain really does anyone, herself included, any good by trying to be the world's third nuclear power. This is Joseph C. Harsh of NBC News in London.
NBC Radio brings you service at 30 every hour on the half hour, plus news every hour on the hour.
One Man's Family, winner of 46 national awards, a Carlton E. Morse creation. One Man's Family, now in its 26th year, is dedicated to the mothers and fathers of the younger generation and to their bewildering offspring. In 60 seconds, we'll hear Chapter 41, Book 129 of the Barber Family Saga. But first, hear this.
This message on Asian flu comes as a special service from the makers of Anacin. No medicine can cure influenza, and only your doctor can determine whether you have it. But there are certain symptoms to warn you. If you have a fever, headache, sniffles, and general achy, knocked-out feeling, call your doctor and stay in bed until he gets there. In the meantime, to help relieve these symptoms promptly, start taking Anacin tablets. You see, Anacin reduces fever faster and more effectively than aspirin. Yes, Anacin is far more effective to break up a fever. What's more, Anacin gives better total effect in relieving pain than aspirin or aspirin with buffering added. This is because Anacin not only relieves pain, but also helps relieve nervous tension, depression, and leaves the patient comfortably relaxed. So when flu strikes, first, call your doctor. Start taking Anacin, A-N-A-C-I-N, to relieve symptoms promptly. Anacin tablets. Anacin is a registered trademark of the Whitehall Pharmaceutical Company.
Use clean toothpaste, clean for people who can't brush their teeth after every meal.
Today, the corporation wife. It's 5 o'clock now at the Barber family home as Paul Barber comes in the back way and hurries to the library.
Hello? Oh, thank you, operator. Put her on. Hello? Hello, Hazel. Where are you calling from?
My word, where is everybody? I'm in Sun Valley. I've been calling home since 3 o'clock.
I just got in. Doesn't seem to be anybody here.
Well, Father said Pinky went somewhere with an FBI agent last night. I wondered if you got home safely.
Well, I've been at the office since 9 o'clock this morning. I'm sorry, I can't be much help.
Does anybody know what the man wanted?
I'm afraid you're talking to the wrong fella.
Well, I have lots of time to think while my hostess is talking. I guess I worry too much. Have Pinky call me here. Sun Valley Lodge, will you? Tell him to reverse the charges.
Okay. How are you getting...
Don't ask me how I'm getting along. I'm a corporation wife.
Is that good?
Dan says it is. Good for business. I suppose that's what's important. Have Pinky call me, and thanks a lot, Paul.
Bye.
Well, Fanny, I'll get it warmed up. Here it is. Oh, Paul, good evening.
Evening, Dan. Where's Pinky, do you know?
Now then, let's light the fire.
Oh, I will. Here, let me.
Greta slept in the McGregor house last night, got so cold her teeth are still chattering. We've invited her here for dinner. Will you be home?
Yeah, plan to be.
What did you say about Pinky?
Oh, Hazel phoned a moment ago from Sun Valley.
Hi-ho, ho, I'm home.
There, here he is.
Pinky, your mother wants you to call her. She's at the Sun Valley Lodge.
Right-o. How are you, Grandfather?
Yes.
You got my message last night I wouldn't be home?
I talked to you myself.
Oh, that's so. I forgot.
Your voice on the telephone had a very hollow sound, as if you were in a vault, or possibly a jail. Have you been with the FBI man all this time?
Does anybody know the number at the Sun Valley Lodge?
Your grandmother wrote it down. Ask her. She's in the kitchen.
Oh, excuse me.
Old Boy Dyson with his hard heart.
Seems cheerful.
It does indeed. Well, I'm going
up. May I ask you if you've spoken to Joan?
Pardon? About what? Oh, no, I haven't, Dad.
I had a letter from Claudia and Nicholas today. They arrived next Saturday. And Claudia said nobody has mentioned Bruce Conrad in recent letters. So I would like very much to be able to tell her that Joan deliberately dropped the young man and Penelope then took up with him. If that's the way it happened.
Why don't you let Claudia figure that one out for herself? Well, I'm taking a shower. Get the number?
Nope, she's lost it. You going, Uncle Paul? Didn't hear me.
Headed for the shower. He's been at the airport all day.
Operator, please get me Mrs. Daniel Murray at the Sun Valley Lodge, Sun Valley, Idaho. I don't know the number. This is Seacliff 43373. Thank you. Pinky Murray. Thank you. Well, Grandfather, where were you this afternoon? I tried to phone home. Nobody here.
Mrs. Kettleman is helping her sister in Oakland, and your grandmother and I went shopping.
Hello?
Hey, Mom, you on the line? Hi. I guess Grandfather was talking. I didn't hear the operator.
Yeah.
How are you?
Couldn't be better, O.
I understand an FBI man came to see you.
Yes, ma'am.
Is everything all right?
Betcha, ma'am. Everything is eleganto in the extremo.
What did the man want?
Ma'am, I'm sorry. I can't tell you till it's over.
Oh, but it doesn't concern you. I mean, not taxes or anything.
Oh, no. I'm in great shape, ma'am. I'm legal as an eagle.
Well, when Hank and
Greg...
Oh, excuse me. I have to go. Goodbye.
Well, see? She had to hang up in a hurry. I guess somebody came into her room.
Yeah, your mother is a corporation wife now. As your Uncle Jack says, many a corporation wife does a ballet on eggs.
Dad?
Yes, Paul?
Tell Mom I won't be here for dinner after all. Sorry.
Yeah.
Explain it later. Good night.
Yeah.
Guess going to put out a fire.
Yeah, you never know. This is a very interesting place to sit, Pinky. The traffic is heavy, and the explanations are few. Oh, Fanny! Fanny! Paul won't be here to dinner after all, and don't ask me why.
We'll return in just a moment to One Man's Family.
This is Madeline Cowell. Every woman has a right to soft, lovely hands. That's why every woman should know about Truchet. Today's Truchet, now with silicones, is a hand lotion for women who can't keep their hands out of water. Truchet protects, beauty treats, and helps nature heal rough, red skin. Try new Truchet.
Hey, friend, think this drum will do?
What's up?
Swift has found a new way to make all sweet margarine.
Oh?
And I'm announcing it with a big bass drum. Boom, boom, boom. Buy new all sweet.
No big bass drum, Clifford. Just say new all sweet is now made with the natural flavor formula for the most delicate natural flavor ever in a margarine.
Yeah, but one like...
And Swift will pay a 15-cent cash refund on the first pound of new all sweet.
Yeah, but what'll I do with my big bass drum?
In a handsome suite overlooking the glass-enclosed swimming pool at Sun Valley, Hazel, in a pink wool dressing gown and wearing Yama scuffies, watches a departing guest and then carefully locks the door. But a few moments later, her husband Dan finds he can't get in.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Dan. Come on in. Babe Duckworth comes in without knocking. I decided to keep it locked.
She's the friendly type, all right.
She's a barfly.
I'm sorry, honey.
It's only for a few days.
I know. If you hear me talking to myself, that's what I'll be saying. It's only for a few days.
Oh, now, where's your sense of humor?
Down in the cocktail lounge.
Hmm?
I left my sense of humor down in the cocktail lounge, Dan. I can't laugh anymore.
Oh, now, she's not so bad. I got along with her.
You're a man, that's why. She's afraid of men. She isn't a bit afraid of women. I only wish I didn't have to be so darn diplomatic.
Well, it's just till we get the deal all set.
I know, and I think it's shameful. I think it's a perfectly terrible way to do business. Dan, these people are awful. They really are.
Well, this is what a man goes through all day long in one form or another. You've been safe at home with somebody to protect you. Few women who don't work know what it's really like outside. There's always somebody there with the sharp-pointed stick.
Tell me this. When the corporation's all set and the last contract is signed, will we go on being intimate friends of the Duckworths?
Well, we won't be intimate friends, but we'll see them. We'll have to.
We'll entertain them?
Well, sometimes, sure.
And travel in their plane?
It's a company plane, Hazel.
And corporation wives must ride in the company plane? It's the rule?
Unless you want to create an impossible situation.
I'll get it. We have an awful lot to talk over, Dan. Hello? 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 It's Babe Duckworth again, calling from the lounge. I can hear the chatter. She's ordering another drink.
Hey, you hung up on her.
She'll call again.
I'll answer it next time.
You'd better, Dan. I'm terribly tempted to create an impossible situation. It's coming sometime. Why not now?
More of the Barbers in just a moment.
Rinse old blue.
To get your clothes both clean and white, you need the two actions you get in Rinso Blue. Power cleaning and bluing. No single action detergent can give you both. For thorough cleanness and whiteness, get Rinso Blue, the two-in-one detergent. Lever Brothers guarantee it'll please you, or you get your money back.
You get two. Rinso Blue.
It's 11 o'clock now. Pinky comes in, hangs his coat and hat in the closet, and goes upstairs without glancing into the library, where his grandfather is heavily resting his eyes. But half an hour later, Paul, about to turn off the lights, comes smilingly into the room.
Dad? Hey, you're asleep.
Huh?
It's late. You're asleep in your chair.
Hank, Pinky, are they home?
Well, I don't know, Dad. I just came back myself.
Oh, yes, Paul. There was something I was going to ask you, but... Well, it slipped my mind.
If you're wondering why I was called to the airport, we had to fire a man for dereliction of duty. A nasty job, and I had to do it.
Oh, yes, that's too bad. Yeah. Anybody I know?
I think you've met him. It's a long story, and you're tired. I'll tell you in the morning.
Thank you, Paul. Good night.
One Man's Family, which comes to you Monday through Friday, is written by Harlan Ware and directed by Carlton E. Morse. This program has been selected to be heard by our armed forces overseas through the worldwide facilities of the Armed Forces Radio Service. In Chapter 42, Book 129, The Truth About Bruce Conrad. Frank Barton speaking. One Man's Family, winner of 46 national awards, now in its 26th year, is a Carlton E. Morse production and comes to you from California. Madeline Carroll stars next in The Affairs of Dr. Gentry as our 2 hours of drama in the afternoon continues over most of these stations.
It's the anniversary of Series E United States Savings Bonds. 15 years of making dreams come true. Buy an extra bond at your bank.
Slightly offbeat, mostly upbeat, and thoroughly entertaining. That's Nightline with Walter O'Keefe tonight on most of these NBC stations.
Mm-hmm.